Well, I get to chair the top tonight.
Amen.
And as you know, I'm a Bible thumper. Everybody knows Millie's a Bible thumper. But the book is so good. I think everybody should be thumping it. It is so divinely designed that it grows with you. So if you have to be scared, you can find it right here. If you don't want to be scared and you just want to be nice and do your best to be a good guy, you love just rolls out of this Bible. Guaranteed. So I just want to read a couple little things here. Hebrews, there's a tiny little sentence, there's a tiny little paragraph that says that long ago God spoke in many different ways to the fathers, through the prophets, in visions, dreams, and even face to face, telling them little by little about his plans. Talk to him. Still does. Didn't quit just because the Bible was finished. All right, then go on over to the next little part, still in Hebrews. God always has shown us that these messages are true by signs and wonders and various miracles and by giving certain special abilities from the Holy Spirit to those who believe. Yes, God has assigned such gifts to each of us. So everybody has these gifts. God doesn't play favorites. And the gifts are to be used to help each other, not to go out and sell on the sidewalk, but to help each other. And then he continues on to let us know that Jesus Christ was, he came born as a man. He didn't come as something that you just had to honor and scrape your bow in front of all the time. He came as a man, and he wanted to experience life on the earth as a man, and he did. And then back here in Luke it says, let me go over here to James, and you'll... I like James so much, I like to get a chance to quote him every chance I get. Can I talk loud enough, Mama? Can you hear me? Daddy's mom, can you hear me?
Yes.
Edith? Yes? Yeah. Good. If I don't talk loud enough, let me know, because I was born on a farm, honey. I know how to holler. and again, I referred to... Because I like James so much because he's got that sense of humor, and I just love to quote him when he says, so dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. Oh, that's how he thinks. I like it. And he says, and so let it grow, and don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you'll be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. So we didn't come down here to the earth to just have a cushy time. We came down here to grow. And I like this little sarcasm that it gives here. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he'll gladly tell you. For he's always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him, and he will not resent it. I like that. See, that's why I have a little sarcasm in my quote humor. Got it from James. His fault. So now you take all of that. Now then you see all these storms and everything that's going on down here. Oh my heavens, we have got floods and we have got fires going strong and waves that's hitting the beach and causing a lot of destruction. We've got all that going on. And Luke talks about that. And he says, once we see all these things, a lot of religion out there say it's the end, but it's not the end. What this Bible really says, it's the end of an era. Well, we've had a lot of end of eras. If you really take the time to go back and see how many storms it's been through the years, you'll find out that this stuff's been going on all along. And everybody has an end of an era. You know, you get through the diaper stage and the crawling and the walking, and then you get to be a teenager. And all of us have little ends of eras in our life, right, Becky? We have the end of this and the end of that, right? And then then we end up finishing our earthly walk. Not finishing us, but finish our earthly walk and we leave here. Now, to me that is just all so simple. So, I don't know how I can explain to you what my summer has been. I did try one other time, and Patty Walsh said I did okay. I never feel that I can explain the tremendous summer or even the tremendous life I have in spite of the aches and physical pains and all that stuff, you know, and memory forgetting what I had this morning for breakfast or, you know, making coffee and forgetting to go back and drink it. And I have lots of things I can complain about, but I have such a tremendous life. And it's all due to God. Patty said I did pretty good in telling the first trip or two that I took this summer. So I won't go back over that because I don't want everybody to have to listen all over again just to be polite to me. So I'll start with my last trip that I just had, and that was going to Northern California. There is absolutely no way God could have created such beautiful people. And I had one reading after another. I didn't look around Northern California. I had readings that Judy Smith had set up for me, where I got to read for people one after the other, people that I'd never seen before. And the best way for me to work is to read the very first time I lay eyes on you. After I know you, then my mind gets mixed into it, you know? And so I had that opportunity, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Then we had a circle, and all these people, everybody know what a circle is? Anybody not know what a circle is? A circle is when we sit around in a group, and we ask God to give blessings to everybody around the circle except yourself. And you don't go to say what you can get, but want other people to have a wonderful happening. Well, if you're doing that, and everybody's doing what I ask, then there's going to be a lot of people praying for you, right? Okay, so that's what we did. We did a circle. And Judy, is she still here? Judy came in. Did she leave right away?
Yeah.
She did? I did see her here earlier, didn't I? Was that my mom? Yes. Thank you. She was here. But she didn't say. But she introduced me to a friend up there of hers that was a Lutheran minister, and talk about a great man. Yes, he knows that Bible, and yes, he's a Lutheran, and yes, he believes what he's saying from that platform, but he's not too close up to see what else somebody might be thinking. And he gave me a chance to touch in with him. He gave me, and he even came to our circle. And he was wonderful. He didn't say, this is stupid. You know, if this was so great, we'd be doing it in our church. He didn't say any of that. He went along with it all. And when he saw his wife's mother wearing the sweater that he had given her, and yet she's been dead for a number of years, he knew that he did. He knew he saw it. Now, that's what we need more and more of. He didn't come in with the idea of just prove it to me attitude. He came in with the attitude of, I don't know, but it's possible and I'd like to find out. And he was very helpful. In fact, he did some real good tune-in, actually, which I won't go into because it would take too long. But it was just great. And his wife is just a lovely lady. And they love Judy that sings on Sunday church, and she sang here a couple times. I don't know her last name. Smith? No.
Johnson.
You got it. And so I was very, very thankful that she had introduced them to me. And then Judy Smith, after having all that wonderful happening there, we left to go to Seattle. And we went to Seattle and got off the plane, and there is Rita right there to greet us with that happy face of hers that is nothing except God-like. Just the light shining out of that kid. She's not exactly a kid. She'd been married 18 years, so I guess she's a little bit past the kid's age. But she is just absolutely an emblem of love. And so I had a chance to touch in with all these people. I had, you know, readings all day long, and then we had a circle every night. And guess who came up to visit her brother up there and flew back with me, and that was Sylvia. Dave, you're Sylvia. And her brother came to the circle, and she thought he would never stay, but he did. He did, and when he had the experience of recognizing his mother coming through from the free side of life, dead, as you would call it, he didn't flinch. In fact, he was so happy. Yeah, that's what she, oh yes, that's what she did. And so he said afterwards she was so surprised that he would have stayed around. She thought he would come and maybe drop her off and leave. But he didn't, he stayed. Of course, he didn't come the second night, but... but this was new to him, and he participated, and his daughter participated, and she came back for a reading. And I got to tell you, there is absolutely, it's the end of an era when people are going to run around scared of God, that he'll punish them, or that the devil will get them. That is over. That era is, we have finished that era. These young people, like these kids back here from Brazil, that age is coming in so ready to be message bearers, to be able to talk about this. They're not coming in frightened. It would not be logical for a young person with intelligence and spiritual connections to be afraid of God. But God is love. And this generation is coming in, so I believe we are to the end of the era, and that door is closing, just like I read here. And the young people are going to come out and lift us into this new vibration and have it ready for the next generation that comes in, that will be coming in fully aware, unless the parents don't handle it right and make it weird and make it something abnormal. Jesus Christ talked and repeated what his father said. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But you know, you need to take it takes a lot of practice to know the difference whether it's your thought or it's the thought of a soul that's free of the body trying to connect with you. That takes a little bit of effort, and that takes a little bit of lot of time, and it's worth it. People, again, they'll go out and spend years and years and years studying what mankind's laws are or how to run a computer. They can't take it with them when they go, and we're all going to go. But this younger generation is exciting. Now, we have to keep the drugs out of their brains and the alcohol out of their cupboards so that they don't damage the gift that God has given them. And I'm sorry about that. I can't change it. I can pray about it. And those will fall by the wayside. There's nothing we can do about that. You can't team up with God and use this brain that God gave you, earthly brain that God gave you, to connect to your soul mind, to connect to God, if you keep it clouded. So what I'm excited about is this. I believe that Christianity will continue. The teachings of Jesus Christ is absolutely right. But I believe that it's going to be getting straightened out here pretty soon so that truth is known. And the truth is God's love. And we all need to take the time and effort to be alert so that you don't read the signs wrong. You don't want to read those signs wrong. You've got to get so you're in communication. I saw you two working there, honey, because you speak Spanish. You were working with the words of that song with your son, right? Okay. So when the souls talk to us, we need to be able to pick up what they're saying. If they show us a tomato, it doesn't mean that it might mean they're trying to say it'd be good if you had some tomato in your system, and we might think they're telling us to throw it. So we do need to take a lot of practice so that we know the difference. And that's where the little flaw comes in. And that's why we have to get rid of all the people that's in the middle, like the mediums, and definitely the psychics have to go. The mediums, it's in the middle, so that we get true through. So they'll come right to you instead of going to everybody else to get to find out what they want to say. But it takes time. And it takes effort. You might have to be up and stay late a night or two talking to God, but it's worth it. Night or two. It should be constant everywhere you go. So what we want to do is learn that your loved ones is free of the body. Learn so that whatever they show you, you're going to get the truth out of it. For every sense you have this extra sense. We don't bother with it. We don't bother with it. It's just as real as the hand and the nose on your face. So we should be bothering with that a little bit more, that space. We need to get into that extra space, extra sensory perception, to be able to really communicate. Now, my age is a lot harder to learn. Your age, it's easy. Because you're not filled with a lot of clutter unless you put it in there. By the time you get to my age, we've gone through so much that, you know, there's a lot of clutter in there that you wish you could not have to have, but it's there. Now, this is an exciting time. These people that, I just wish I could get around to everybody, and everybody knows how many places I've been this summer. These people, well, they just tell me, they just feel like a whole load's been lifted off of them. They're free to talk to God and free to love and be an example on this earth plane of goodness and light. They feel like they're free. It's interesting because they'll say, I don't mind crying, but I just, oh, they just cry. And other times they just go into laughter and they just laugh and laugh and laugh. It's a freedom. This is joy. I am so thankful God is letting me do the best that I can, which isn't good enough, but I do the best I can. My best gift that God has given me is helping to find those out there that can be good communicators. So that's what I want to do as long as my health will hold up and God doesn't catch me by the collar. Because it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, particularly with me with my two steel hips joints. When I go through down there and they go, buzzer goes off and I try to get on the airplane and now they look at me like this. They, some of them I can say, I know it's going to set it off. I got new hips. Oh, and they can kind of relax. But I tell you, when you get those women down there that's going to search you, it's like, spread your legs. Put your arms out. No, a little higher. They're rude. Not all of them. I found some nice ones, but... So it takes a lot of effort. But when you have metal on you, and I do, both my hip joints are metal, so I have to go through that. But it's really okay, because it's quite surprising all the nice people you can meet on an airplane, and they're stuck with you. I can't get away, you know. Of course I sense it out. I try not to be rude, and if they kind of, I leave them alone. But majority of the time, you've got a friend before you get off the airplane. So there's no way that I can tell you about my summer. I can't. I just can't do it. But I've got one more trip. Someone read my book. I can't believe this. But somebody read my book, named Gloria is all I remember, and she liked it so well, she wants me to come and be on a panel for philosophy. Well, I can't even spell the word, or I have no idea. But anyhow, my daughter said, go ahead and say, yes, Mom, I'll go with you. I guess you'll go and protect me, you know. And so I will get one more trip. Our classes won't start until probably the last week in October or the second to last week in October because they're still decorating the church on the Sunday church. So I guess it's all going to work out okay, huh, Dave? Bit by bit. So, excuse me?
We'll keep holding our breath.
Yeah. Yeah, it's taken a lot longer than we thought that it was going to take. But that's okay. Everything works the way it should. And if my classes had been already going on, I would have said, no, I can't come. So this will be an interesting adventure for me to go back east there and find out what they want to do with me. Well, here I am. Get those hands. Okay, put your arms down. Up again. Has anybody had to be frisked at the airport? You? Why you?
I don't know why. I was in trouble.
Oh, well, you're ornery looking. It could be that. You know, you're pretty good. He's like...
No, I haven't.
That must be interesting, huh? Maybe you got metal in your teeth or something. I got metal in my head. They don't bother with that. Only my hips are after. You've been frisked? Why you?
Oh, no.
Well.
Because I'm cute.
Oh. And who else has got frisked? Oh, Rissy. Oh, and you, Diane? Oh, my goodness, you look like you could be dangerous, honey. I couldn't hear her. Does anybody know what she said? You couldn't hear it either. It's not just you, Jim. We're thankful, aren't we? Really, they're keeping us safe, I'm sure. So we're thankful.
Do you have a city tonight?
I looked here about this city that I thought, but I thought maybe I'd rather leave this little thing because to finish off here. See that? I'll be stopping in a minute. Once I hit ditties, that means it's over. See, so. It's about freedom. Let's not give away our freedom by the acts that we perform, because we were given freedom from the day that we were born to give, care, and be aware of the thoughts we send to others, to each and everyone in life treat as we would our brothers. We're not free to harm the earth or cheat the man next door, to curse and lie and frighten will harm your very core. And as you want for others, you will receive that for yourself. Destroy the earth you live in, and you undermine yourself. You then give away the key. The skies are blue and water are so clear. We sometimes forget these things that we hold so very dear. You are not free to do wrong, only what is just right to do. We can then live in freedom just as God wants for me and you. Okay, now, Blaine Barber, don't like to see you. Thank you. I'm sorry I can't explain my trip. It's too big. It's too big for me to explain.